sad news for not just the Essendon Football Club, but for the footy community with the passing of former club chairman in Graham McMahon, who lost his brave battle with pancreatic cancer. And Robert Shaw, assistant coach at the Bombers, who worked with Graham McMahon for 7 years, of course, a former player at the Bombers as well, has been kind enough to join us, and a great friend of ours here on 1116 SEN. Shorey, a very sad day for the footy community and for the Bombers.
Well, yeah, it is. Very, very fortunate to meet him and to work with him for that time. Everything you read about him, a local boy, played Essendon, born in Essendon, and married Glenys, and they were a formidable partnership, a wonderful partnership, and it was just a fantastic leader during a time where Kingy would know so well. We were probably at our best for about 6 or 7 years.
Oh, they were an awesome team, weren't they, Robert? And there's no doubt on where that stems. I mean, that's from the leadership of the club that Graham obviously put in place. That year 2000 has been largely accredited to the work that he did.
Well, I tell you what, you're on the money. People say, well, he didn't play in the forward pocket, or he didn't play on Kingy on half-back flanker. It didn't matter. And there were three of them, obviously. There was Graham McMahon at the head of the board, Peter Jackson as CEO, and, of course, Sheeds. Mm. And they were a formidable combination that gave the club great stability, financially sound, and, of course, great strength of leadership. And it there's no secret to that. There's no secret to that. But he was just a wonderful person, strong. He was big in stature, but big in heart. And like my daughters were a lot younger than they are now, and they just loved him because he and Glenys always had a kind word to them, and he always took the time to speak to everyone throughout the club. And I really admired him. I loved working for him.
Is there one thing, Shorey, that really sticks out? Is there one thing that he did at the club you say, yep, that's his legacy?
I guess it was the year I arrived, and there was you think back. It's been going on a bit lately, but there was a big board meeting at Essendon, and it was led to believe that the board was split on reappointing Kevin. I think this was 98. I came back at the end of 98. I think there was a board meeting, and Graham McMahon stood up and cast the vote that reappointed Kevin, and obviously that had severe ramifications about those next 6 or 7 years that we played in finals and 2 grand finals, 3 preliminaries. So his legacy was stability, it was financial strength, it was the move to Etihad Stadium, and it was just under his leadership and that of Sheeds and Peter Jackson, it was just a wonderful place to be, as you would expect of Essendon.
And at 74 years of age, just taken from us too soon, passing away with a battle with pancreatic cancer. We've been talking this morning about raising money for prostate cancer, and just yet another reminder, I mean, this hideous disease in whatever form it is, we've just got to keep donating money and just keep trying to find a cause, because 74 is far too young for a quality man.
It is, and we have these issues. And look, he was sick, and I just a personal thing, Rich, I know you've got other things to do, but I suppose I really liked the bloke, and I liked Glenys, and he was a local bloke, and I'm pretty weak when it comes to that sort of thing. And I sat down and I wrote him a letter and outlined, like some men can't do, outlined my feelings for him and what I thought he did for the club. And he wrote straight back. And so I've got that letter for him. And it remains pretty special to me.
Well, that's fair.
That's the sort of bloke that he was, and his wife Glenys was a tower of strength too. So really sadly missed as a leader of Essendon. We miss those type of people at Essendon, strength, and of course as a neighbour and a friend. greatly missed.
Yeah, and it's the sort of bloke you are too as well, Shorey. Yeah, I bet you're glad you've done that now. And thanks so much for your tribute this morning to Graham McMahon.
Go on, you, Shorey.